This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Should you have an opinion about fracking, the controversial yet increasingly popular process of getting oil and gas out of shale, you've got 60 days from right now to weigh in. That's the comment period for new rules the Obama administration announced today for fracking on public lands. Companies are going to have to disclose the chemicals they pump underground to get the oil and gas out, about which there has been relatively little comment from the industry. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has that story.
In today's announcement, the Secretary of Interior praised fracking for improving energy security. The chief oil lobby noted constructive changes to the rules. And one of fracking's green enemies deemed it a step in the right direction. Something's in the water. Or maybe it's no big deal. Most companies already disclose the chemicals they shoot underground to get oil and gas. Analyst Raoul LeBlanc is with PFC Energy.
These rules are mostly to deal with corner cutters and laggards. Most of the leading companies, they have severe reputation risk that's already pushed them to do these kinds of things.
By one estimate, 7 in 10 companies disclose. Why? To be or to appear transparent, or because the state they're in requires it. Duke environmental scientist Rob Jackson thinks everyone is on the disclosure road, which could lead to safer fracking.
Full disclosure will put pressure on companies to phase out the more toxic chemicals and to find substitutes for those.
Both the states and the feds let companies frack first and disclose later. Industry lobbied for it. And that one detail rankles Ray Byersdorfer. He's a geologist at Youngstown State University.
I don't really know of any other industries where they're allowed to do something and then sort of tell the regulators afterwards that this has happened.
If there is a big fracking disaster, stiffer rules or bans could follow. So watch Pavilion, Wyoming. The EPA has a preliminary finding there that fracking is likely associated with contaminated drinking water. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.